This is Good Nights with Bridget Hustwaite on Triple J.
You're with Bridget. It is Triple J Good Nights, and you just heard Arrows by Shannon James. She is hanging out with us right now on Zoom. So, Shannon, we just heard the title track of your EP. I read that this one was, I mean, the story behind it, am I correct in saying it's kind of about navigating the uncertainty of the music industry? Is that where it came from?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the time, I wrote this one with Dylan Nash, and we went into the studio and we were just kind of talking about, you know, where we were at with our, you know, what we're doing with music. And we kind of both stumbled across this feeling of just being like, oh, it's so unknown and it's really scary. And, you know, there's certain things that you have to kind of put aside to make this work. And Arrows just felt like a really poignant kind of strong metaphor for just being like, you know, I don't know if this is going to work, but I feel like if I keep at it and, you know, I've got a few goes at this, I feel like I'm really heading in the right direction and I'm getting to where I want to go, but it's hard in the process.
Now, I know you have a big love for melodies as well. Who inspires you in that regard?
Wow, there's so many. You know, I think it started the very beginning, and I've said this plenty of times, like the Spice Girls
being
like my absolute favourites. And that...
Which Spice are you, Shannon Spice? Who are you? Did you ever get called that?
Actually, I said that the other day to someone.
Yeah, I love it.
But I was definitely into Sporty Spice, I think because I knew she had like the best voice. But maybe a mix between Sporty and Baby, which is a bit of a interesting mix. But gosh, they were amazing. That was definitely where I was like, music is incredible and it can make you feel so many different things. And it's, I think the sense of melody is one thing that comes the easiest to me. The lyrics, I find, like, it's really tricky, but melody you can just play around with for however long you like, and when you stumble across something that kind of feels magical, it's just so exciting.
It is like this beautiful marriage of folk and pop in your sound, 100%. In terms of what's next as well, I know you'll be obviously itching to play some live shows, but where else do you want to take your sound, especially given, you know, you've been sitting on these songs from the EP, I imagine, for a while, and with lockdown, you've probably been able to use some extra time to make more music. So what's coming up? What other things have you been thinking about or, you know, working on?
I've been working on a few sort of like big festival pop kind of songs, which has been fun.
Is this like have you been doing any collabs? Because I think of like, oh, imagine you on like a big festival banger, you know?
Well, maybe. We'll see. I would love that.
Well, we're going to finish with another song from the EP. I think this is my favourite song of yours. I adore 17, Shannon.
Oh, thank you so much.
It is so sweet. And I know that line, feels like we're 17, is something that came from like a cute little exchange with your partner.
Yeah, it was something I had just written down in my notes, just something that I remembered, and I went into a writing session and kind of stumbled across that again and thought, I think there's something to that. It felt really... yeah, like you said, playful and kind of like a little bit cheeky and reminiscent of those times. And yeah, once this came together, it sort of just wrote itself. Like it was a little kind of love letter. Yeah, it's a fun song. I remember saying to Dylan, I want this to feel a little bit like sneaky with the instrumentation, like, you know, with the drums and the kind of jarring, jabby guitars, like you kind of would on that, you know, when you're younger, it's like that adventurous sort of feeling. And I think we really captured that. So yeah, I love this one too. I'm glad you like it.
This one gives me like big Taylor Swift energy. Yeah.
Love it. I'll take it.
Take it and run with it. Well, Shannon, thanks so much for hanging out tonight. It's been so lovely to chat and so stoked for your debut EP to be out in the world. And hopefully we'll be able to catch it live soon.
Thanks so much, Bridget. Thank you for all your support.
Triple J Good Nights with Bridget Hustwaite.